This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. In a last-minute deal, Hamas freed 8 Israeli hostages Thursday in exchange for Israel's release of more Palestinian prisoners. We get more from AP correspondent Norman Hall.
The latest exchange extends the ceasefire in Gaza by another day. But any further renewal of the truce, now in its 7th day, could prove more daunting because Hamas is expected to set a higher exchange rate for many of the remaining hostages. International pressure has mounted for the truce to continue. Hamas's deadly attack on October 7th has been followed by Israeli bombardment and a ground campaign. Thousands of Palestinians in Gaza have been killed, and more than three-quarters of the population of 2.3 million have been uprooted. I'm Norman Hall.
The son of a Hamas leader who spied on the powerful Palestinian Islamist movement for Israel called on Thursday for the death penalty for all Hamas fighters currently held by Israel prisons.
Any harm that happens to the hostages, Israel must execute top Hamas leaders with no exceptions.
In a Zoom interview broadcast by the Israeli government, Mossab Hassan Youssef said that the death penalty should apply to all Hamas militants, including his father, Sheikh Hassan Youssef. The Republican majority in the House of Representatives passed a measure that would permanently freeze the $6 billion recently transferred by the U.S. in a prisoner swap with Iran. The resolution is in response to the Islamic Republic's alleged role in the deadly attacks last month by Hamas on Israel. The measure is unlikely to receive the support in the Democrat-controlled Senate. U.S. officials noted that the money has not yet been made available to Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs. This is VOA News.